kept like a bird in a barren cage, cause her husband keeps it there. No pictures, no music, no pets, no TV. Her life is so lonely there. But there is love for your family, and by thousands from coast to coast. Though her life has been sold, for her love's been sold, she refuses to give up the ghost. The more one looks into this sordid case, the clearer the evil plots. They're not trying to starve her because she's dying, but rather because she's not. It's clear Michael Schreiber, George Vilos, and Judge Greer are fighting with all their might. Not because Terry won't speak up, but rather because she might. She's kept like a bird in a barren cage, cause her husband keeps it there. No pictures, no music, no pets, no TV. Her life is so lonely there. But there is love by her family, and by thousands from coast to coast. Though her life has been sold, for corrupt men's gold, she refuses to give up the ghost. So what shall become of Michael's bird? Will he starve her as he intends? Or will she be rescued by those far and wide who'd be honored to be called her friends? The future right now is hard to see, though a showdown is coming by. Will the forces of life trump the judge who says the law of the case is that she must die? She's kept like a bird.